history and physical. Patient name, Pete Joseph. Date, 11-4-22. Place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Mr. Pete is a 67-year-old African-American male seen today on rounds. He is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient was a previous patient of Dr. Hancock and has been living in this facility for months. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. Patient has a past medical history significant for atrial fibrillation, osteomyelitis, chronic contracture, seizure disorder, COVID-19 infection, anemia, sepsis, protein calorie malnutrition, and candidemia. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history. As previously mentioned, social history, resides at the nursing home. The patient does not smoke or drink alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Family history, negative. Current medications, acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for pain. Buspirone, 10 milligrams three times a day for anxiety. Clozapin, 50 milligrams at bedtime for schizophrenia. Clozaril, 100 milligrams at bedtime for mood disorder. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams three times a day for neuropathy. Hydrocodone/acetaminophen, 10-325 milligrams, two times a day for pain. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms, one time a day for hypothyroidism. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for anxiety. Magnesium, 250 milligrams once a day. Miralax, 17 grams every 24 hours as needed for constipation. Mirtazapine, 7.5 milligrams at bedtime for depression. Morphine sulfate, 0.25 milliliters by mouth as needed for pain. Oxcarbazepine, 150 milligrams two times a day for seizure disorder. Pepcid, 20 milligrams two times a day for acid reflux. Sertraline, 25 milligrams once a day for depression. Valproate sodium, 10 milliliters one time a day for seizure disorder. Zinc sulfate, one tablet two times a day for wound healing. Zofran, 4 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for nausea and vomiting. Review of systems, a 10-point review of systems was negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 120 over 71, temperature 96.6, heart rate 86, respiration 16, blood sugar 98, and oxygen saturation 95% on room air. General, patient very malnourished and thin, no apparent distress. In bed, sleepy and frail. HEENT benign, neck septal, no JVD noted. lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen, soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, left colostomy, clean, dry, and intact, genitourinary incontinent, skin, multiple ulcers, neurological, grossly non-focal, assessment and plan, number 1, severe malnutrition, continue adequate diet intake and encouragement, we'll continue to monitor labs. Number 2, seizure disorder, continue current medications. Number 3, chronic pain, continue current medications and continue hospice. Number 5, schizophrenia, continue current medications and routine follow-up with psych. Number 6, hypothyroidism, continue current medications. Number 8, depression, continue current medications. Number 9, esophageal reflux, continue current medications. Number 10, multiple skin wounds, continue wound care. Thank you.